A national group of public servants and academics is urging Idaho political leaders not to take away the independence of the legislature's watchdog office. James Dawson has more.
Last month, Idaho lawmakers floated the idea of stripping away the independence of the state's Office of Performance Evaluation, or OPE. Instead, they'd have OPE staff prioritize analyzing the budget in addition to long-term investigations to figure out how to best spend taxpayer money. Richard Green chairs the Center for Accountability and Performance. It's a group of professionals that outline the best way for agencies across the country to see how effective their programs are, or in some cases, how much they've failed. Green says he's starting to see partisan lawmakers peel away the independence of these offices or axe them altogether.
The diminishment of these kinds of shops I would not describe as an epidemic, but I would describe as a disturbing trend.
So Green and his fellow board members wrote a letter to Governor Brad Little, House Speaker Scott Bedke, and Senate Pro Tem Brent Hill, urging them to reconsider. He says the state would lose a valuable resource.
It loses the capacity to do deep digs into either agencies or departments or programs in the state that have support by whatever party is running the shop.
Rakesh Mohan, the director of Idaho's OPE, serves on this board, but Green says he did not notify the group about the potential change and wasn't involved in writing the letter. The governor's office says it doesn't comment on potential legislation. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.